Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Today's gospel speaks of the reality that Jesus Christ is that tangible, historical gift that lets us know just how loved we are by the Father. Jesus makes a promise to us in today's gospel. A promise that He has prepared a place for each and every one of us. And if we believe in Him and do His works, He will come and take us to Himself. This gospel, as well as the other two readings today, I think speak to our need to experience the virtue of enthusiasm in our faith. We need to be enthusiastic because God has promised us eternal life. It's not a pipe dream. It's a reality. This week, I think, for Catholics, especially in the United States, have had an opportunity to have their enthusiasm enriched by the presence of the Holy Father. St. Genevieve was well represented in the media. Our own Joe Torsella spoke about the Pope in a TV interview, as did Jim Longan and Father Brian Bransfield. We have reason to be enthusiastic because God is real. God is present to us. And God's presence is lived out in each and every one of us. Or at least it can be. And in order for that presence to be lived out in us, we need to embrace an enthusiasm for our faith. We need to celebrate our faith in a very real way so that we believe these words, we take them to heart, that Jesus prepared a place for each and every one of us. And He promises to take us to Himself. There's a German theologian who recently passed away, but I really enjoy a lot of what he has to say about enthusiasm. And I'd like to share that with you. Enthusiasm is described as a state of being seized and filled by the Holy Spirit. The uniqueness of Christian enthusiasm derives from following and serving the gospel. It is honored and accepted wholly and entirely as an unearned gift. Each one of us has that unearned gift of faith. And we need to explore that gift for ourselves and find out where God wants us to act from it. In today's first reading, we have the story of the calling of the first deacons. Those who were preaching the gospel were too busy to also serve at table, so they needed assistance. So they chose from among themselves men of faith and wisdom. I'd be willing to bet those men also had enthusiasm. Each one of us is called to serve. The service of charity is not something that is relegated only to the vocation of deacon. It's relegated to the priests, the bishops, the religious, and you, the laity. How do you serve God in the gospel? How do you represent God to your families, to your co-workers, to your neighbors, to your community? These are questions we need to constantly ask ourselves, because if we don't ask ourselves those questions, we can fall into losing our enthusiasm for the faith. Bernard Herring suggests, today, we must especially get rid of the noise pollution of all too earthly thinking. Quiet all ignoble forms of power and put an end to the endless forms of control. We must aim to achieve stillness again and again in and around us. In that stillness is the experience of God. And from that experience of God, we can embrace our faith and enthusiastically choose to serve and to love. When Jesus came to us, he was the tangible historical gift. But he also promised us that he would send his Spirit to us. That we celebrate in Pentecost, which is soon to come. But in this season of Easter, it's never too soon or too late to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love."